Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all our listeners. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Modiwa Gavaza, and for today, we're going to be talking about what's going in the online trading space, specifically around foreign currency. And we're going to be hearing from the team over at Infinox. They are a CFD and a foreign currency broker that has recently expanded into South Africa. And we're going to be getting a sense of why, why bother getting into the South African market? What type of opportunity are they seeing locally? And some of the trends that they're looking to capitalize on, what type of learnings are they bringing from other parts of the world that they are looking to implement in South Africa? So to help us to unpack these issues, we are joined by Danny Maus, who is the regional director at Infinox, to give us some of those insights. Danny, greetings to you.
Hi, how are you doing?
No, doing all right on this end. Thank you so much for being with us on today's edition of the Business Day Spotlight. I think a good place for us to start is maybe getting a sense of Infinox itself. You guys are recently in South Africa. So for those that do not know, and, maybe as a brief introduction, as you guys are, sort of coming into the SA market, what do you guys do, and why the entry into South Africa?
Sure. So Infinox Capital is a global multi-regulated online brokerage, which has been founded in 2009 in London, in the UK. So we have been in the industry for the past 12 years plus, and we have been having like a local presence in more than 20 countries. So we are global, but with local operations, hiring local talents, since it's critical for us to understand the local culture, the people, the business. So what we do is that we give people access to global financial markets, such as your stocks, your currencies, your commodities, indices, cryptocurrencies, and so on and so forth, via some stable trading platform, like our latest app, the iX Social app, available on your App Store or Play Store. Regarding Africa alone, we already have 6 offices. We have 2 offices in Johannesburg, where basically we're gonna have our African headquarters. Then we're going to have 1 office in Egypt and 3 more offices in Nigeria. And we are currently actually looking to expand our network of satellite offices into some other African countries, such as Botswana, Ghana, Tanzania, or Namibia.
And when it comes to that entry into South Africa, what was the attraction with coming into South Africa? What is it exactly that you guys are hoping to achieve by establishing a physical presence here?
Yeah, I mean, it's very simple. I mean, just to give you some metrics and some stats, Infinox saw a 900% plus increase in trading volumes across Africa in 2020. So 900% plus, it's massive. So as a result, we decided to establish our African headquarters in South Africa, where we now have, so like explained before, 2 offices, where we currently employ more than 40 people between Johannesburg and Cape Town. And building a team in 2 of the most vibrant cities in South Africa definitely helped us connect to the local market in a way that online businesses cannot do. We are also currently looking to expand further, like I was explaining before, by recruiting further. And just the way that we run the business, Infinox runs the business through local operations, hiring local talent. So why South Africa? Because the country has huge potential as an emerging market economy. It has a highly developed financial infrastructure, an educated population, and a well-established and strict regulatory framework. And to me, South Africa is the financial powerhouse of Africa, offering a lot of opportunities for its people and its neighbor countries.
No, that certainly makes sense the way that you've articulated that, and especially after seeing such big increase in volumes in terms of trading activity. But because we live in an online world, and because of all the remote working that's happening right now, I think one of the obvious questions then to ask is it really necessary in this day and age to have physical presence in the countries that you guys guys operate, or would it be, you know, I guess we're trying to maybe understand why having, you know, offices, and especially two offices, because, you know, there's a lot that can actually be done just remotely without having physical offices, as the last 2 years have taught us.
Sure. So, I mean, you know, when you are dealing with like online trading services, your clients needs to see you. They need to make sure that you are not a scam. They need to make sure that you, you know, like you have the resources and you have the people behind you in order for them to make sure that you will be able to take care of them, you know, like, and, you know, like to me, you know, in order to get successful on the financial markets, I mean, traders should only get access to premium services such as, you know, like proactive support teams, a wide range of tradable instruments, and so on and so forth. Now, like when it comes down to the current trading online landscape in South Africa, I would say that, you know, like internet is now part of our daily lives, right? And in most parts of Africa, smartphone internet access is on the rise. However, the region, so like Africa, remains pretty new to the concept of online trading, but the number of traders from Africa, and especially South Africa, is definitely on the rise. And especially, and you were suggesting it, especially since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, forcing people to look for second stream of revenues. And at Infinox, we have a strong drive to bridge the gap in accessibility between bankers and the everyday person on their mobile device. And that is why we recently launched our latest mobile app, the AX Social app. So the app is actually perfect for the younger South African population who are looking to get into investing and trading, but don't really know where or how to start. The app is free, simple, it's very easy to use, and obviously mobile friendly. And you can actually download it directly from your App Store and Play Store. So when it comes down to local presence, it's a must. And simply because as soon as basically you are getting some interest to trade the financial markets from South Africa, and you start doing some research online, you're gonna basically see like a lot of brokerage who are like offering their services, but do not have the people or the knowledge or the, you know, all the services to help you out. And that is why Infinox decided, you know, to, you know, again, like to employ more than 40 people across like Johannesburg and Cape Town to, you know, to be able to service all of our clients on the ground.
And then the other piece that I guess comes with it is maybe getting a sense of, because at the beginning you did give us some insight into how the company itself actually works, but maybe a little bit, you know, around CFDs and FX specifically. When it comes to the increase in trading over the last year that actually prompted you guys to establish a presence here, what were South Africans, or what were Africans actually trading?
South Africans are like mainly focusing on the currencies, so like your pound dollar. South African also trades a lot of indices like your S&P 500, your NASDAQ, some stocks too. You know, again, like we can see like definitely like a trend on Apple, Facebook shares. That's definitely something that that South African like doing. And also gold and Bitcoin. Bitcoin is, you know, at the end of the day, Bitcoin is a very hype topic. Where I can definitely see that people from South Africa definitely want to be able to trade Bitcoin, but when it comes down to the actual trading part of Bitcoin, not so many people. But yeah, I would say these are like the main product that we're gonna see people trading from South Africa.
I think in the past maybe 5 years or so, there has been an increase in online trading. And one of the things that I liked about what you said earlier on was the fact that part of the rationale for even establishing a presence in South Africa was to make sure that people know that you guys are not a scam. Are there any pieces in the platform that you guys have maybe built in? I'm not sure how all of this stuff sometimes works, but, you know, just keeping it away from the hype and, you know, the scams, etc. How have you guys differentiated yourselves from that end? Because I think sometimes when it comes to things like, especially foreign currency trading. It's not that some of these platforms are not real, but rather that retail investors think it's a get-rich-quick scheme and they don't fully understand what's happening actually behind the actual mechanics of currency trading.
Yeah, and it's actually like a very good question. And I've actually recently like wrote an article about it that you're going to find, on some South African newspaper, but especially regarding like scams, related to online trading, because it's definitely like the one main topic that I'm personally trying to, prevent people from falling into that, and basically I want, I want us in Finox to be quite transparent and straightforward when it comes down to regulation and licensing. Actually, what you can do, like you as a trader, for instance, and let's say you are new at this and you're looking to trade the financial market, you should look at which authorities are currently regulating the brokerage. So to me, traders should only operate with a broker that is recognized and regulated by well-established authorities such as UFFCA in South Africa and the Financial Conduct Authority in the UK. And guess what? Infinox is regulated by both authorities. You do want to trade with a broker allowing you to deposit your funds in a segregated bank account, like totally separated from the brokerage owned funds. Look at what has been happening in the cryptos recently. I don't know if you look at, for instance, Bitcoin or Ethereum, but like last week, you could see Bitcoin going down by 40% in 2 hours. Ethereum, Dogecoin. A few days ago, we saw that these unregulated exchanges, which don't offer any segregated bank accounts to their clients, have actually prohibited their clients from withdrawing their funds. It's crazy. And you will soon see that these same unregulated crypto exchanges had to shut down their doors. So to me, when you are trading with a regulated broker, you are safe.
Okay, that makes sense, especially some of the runs in Ethereum, Bitcoin, and Dogecoin, like you said, have been quite crazy over the last couple of 2 weeks. So when it comes to something like that, do you guys have any resources, either on your website, just to help, the normal person who's new to maybe get acquainted with the different type of products that you guys have and how to actually trade?
Yeah, for sure. We do have analysts working with us and for us who can provide this kind of services, who can basically help a client whenever a client has a question regarding one specific product, for instance. So this is definitely doable. We also have, like I was explaining before, we have this like cool app called the iSocial app, which basically gives you access to the best trading strategy providers from around the world. This app also will allow you to follow the best signal providers, interact with them, and learn from them. So basically from this app, which is totally free, you can also ask questions to some real professional traders regarding their trading activities. And this is how you're going to learn in the long run anyway. When you want to trade the financial market, you do want to know how to do it. You don't want to just copy and let someone, doing the trading for you. At the end of the day, at the beginning, it's great because you can see, how the training is being done and you can learn from it, et cetera, et cetera. But the end goal is for you to be able to manage your own position, right? The end goal is for you to do your own trading. And the iSocial app basically allows you to do that. So from the iSocial app, basically, you will be able to learn from some real professional traders and also to do some trading. So I would say this is your go-to product if you do want to learn and trade the financial market.
And when it comes to everything else, because I think we now have a bit of insight just into how the platform itself works, because we are a business platform, we have to ask how you guys have actually monetized the platform. How does Infinox actually make money?
Infinox Capital is a brokerage, right? So we are the intermediary between the clients and the financial markets. So like any broker, like any brokerage firm, we make money out of the transaction. So anytime someone buys or sells something, the broker will basically charge a commission for that. And this is how we make money.
Okay, no. That certainly does make sense. But maybe taking a step back, as Infinox, I think if you'll indulge me, how did you end up in this space of, trading the likes of foreign currency CFDs and the like?
So actually, I started when I was 17, 18. I've been always like interested about the financial markets. I actually have an MBA in trading, risk management, and international finance. So since I've been very young, I've been always interested, about the financial markets and how to trade the financial markets. And when I turned 20, maybe, I've started basically trading on my own. I've started with another firm back in Europe. I soon realized basically that I needed some more knowledge, opening up a trading account is great, but you do need to learn in order to make some profit on the financial markets. Like, you cannot just expect to open your trading account and start making money out of it, like, right away. You're going to need to learn. You're going to need some time to dedicate to this new trading activity. And you're going to need like a decent starting capital. And, I would say, at the beginning, like, you don't need much to start off with. Like, you need something around like $500, $1,000, just something so that you can start your trading activities. And also, obviously, you need like a stable internet connection. But I would say that time would be necessary. Now, when it comes down to me, so I had all of that. I started training, but I need to learn. So I had to spend some more time. And then basically I realized that I actually wanted to work for a broker. I switched from being a trader to being a broker. So I started working for like another famous global online brokerage in France, back in Paris, where basically I started as an intern. Then I moved up to being like a junior sales guy. I moved to the senior management, ended up as a managing director for the French operations. And then back in 2016, I moved to South Africa. I relocated to South Africa in order to launch the African operations of this one specific broker. And then a few years down the line, the South African operations became Africa and the UK, actually. And basically, a year later, I've decided to join Infinox Capital because I wanted to do something more impactful, more meaningful. And when I see that now, we are basically employing close to 50 people across Johannesburg and Cape Town. And we basically changed lives of 50 individuals. I'm really grateful. And when I can also see what we have been achieving over the past few months, in less than a year, I can definitely say that Infinox Capital, we'll be always here for its employees, but also, clients who are looking to trade the financial markets and learn, some more from a reputable and regulated online brokerage, which is Infinox Capital.
No, thank you so much for that. That actually, that's really cool, especially just hearing the way that your career has sort of gone. And I guess more than anything else, what sticks out to me is the fact that you recognized the need to actually go out and learn to get more knowledge just around your craft or your skill. So maybe that can be our ending point. Some advice for, maybe there's a young someone who's like, you said you started around 17 years old. Maybe there's another 17-year-old who's possibly listening to this right now, or someone who's 30 who's just started. Your advice for them?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, again, like I'm gonna give you like three general advice, and then I would say like one personal one. I mean, again, like if you are looking to trade the financial markets, again, you need to do your due diligence, right? You need to make sure that the brokerage is regulated and licensed. Okay, like do not even try to trade with a broker which is not regulated. And that's going to be very important for the safety of your funds and for your own sanity. Secondly, you do want to trade with a brokerage that has a local presence, like a local expertise. And like I was suggesting before, Infinox has already 6 offices in Africa, including 2 in South Africa. And three, I believe that, I strongly believe actually that in order to be successful on the financial markets, traders like you should only get access to premium services. And when I say premium services, it's like actually like customer services, like proactive support team, so that whenever you are, you know, whenever you have a question, whenever you need some help, you can literally call your broker, you can literally send an email, and within like, you know, when it comes down to emails, like within 20 minutes, you get a reply. And I can definitely tell you that Infinos Capital is sticking to this kind of like main guidelines. Like if you need us, if you have a question, you call us. I can promise you something. With that, within 10 seconds, someone will pick up your call. And if you send us an email with less than 20 minutes, you will get an answer from us. So I think like, you know, these three main points are very critical for you. If you are looking to trade the financial market, you need to do your due diligence and you need to investigate the broker that you want to, you know, that you want to partner with. And then on a very personal level, if it's really something that you want to do and I don't know, like, you know, you really like my own personal story and you really want to, you know, I don't know, like you're fencing like a job, you know, as a trader or as a broker or as an asset manager or whatever. You need time. You need time and passion. I mean, I'm very passionate about what I do. I'm very passionate about the financial markets. Obviously, this comes down to, you know, like having the right diplomas and degrees. If I can tell you, I mean, if I can say it, I would say definitely, you know, your BCom, bachelor degrees, BCom, and then after that, you do want to specialize yourself. So I would actually advise you, if you can do it, obviously, having a master degrees and then like an MBA, specialize, you know, like on the financial markets, or like risk management, macroeconomics, international finance. Like you have to become more and more and more specialized, because when it comes down to, for instance, me personally, like looking for like a new agent or like a new employee to hire, obviously, you know, like I'm gonna be looking at, you know, the education, you know, like and because the education basically is gonna show like whether or not like you know, like you have been basically investing yourself into, you know, like studying the financial markets and getting into the financial markets. And also, I mean, you know what? I mean, at the end of the day, diplomas and degrees like don't make everything. You know, like some people, like me, for instance, I've been lucky enough to have been able to study and to do the right degrees and diplomas, etc. But also, I mean, I'm gonna be very honest with you. Like we have been Infinox Capital, including, you know, my own office, my own region, we have been actually like hiring also people who didn't have the right diplomas, but they had the drive. They had the drive. They had the passion. We could definitely see that the candidates, actually, because we had multiple of them, they were like really passionate about the financial market and they really wanted this job, you know, and we gave them a shot. And guess what? They are now like among some top performers. So, yeah, actually, you know what? I would say at the end of the day, it all comes down to your passion. So if you are passionate about the financial markets, if you have been studying the financial markets, you have been maybe doing some demo trades for some time, etc., then I would say, you know, like you can definitely have your shot. And that's what happened to me.
A lot of passion, time to learn, give yourself patience, learn your skill, invest. You know, those are some of the words that are coming from Danny. As a parting shot, Danny, where do you sort of see the financial markets going? Because you mentioned earlier on the fact that, you know, there has been this increase in trading when it comes to things like, the cryptocurrencies, right? Apart from that, as a quote-unquote asset class, what other type of products do you sort of see on the rise or, you know, in the next year, you know, people might be talking about?
People from the industry are used to differentiate between retail traders and institutional traders, right? So I'm used to talk to like a lot of obviously retail traders. Like I have my own professional clients, but like I have my own book of clients. Some of them I've been, you know, like following them and I've been in contact with them like for like years, for like almost like 8 years, 8-9 years. And also, like, I'm used to talk to, you know, like banks, asset managers, hedge fund managers, and basically based on the two different type of clientele, like two different type of clients, you're going to see that, you know, each group are trading, you know, different type of product. So like when it comes down to, you know, like retail traders from South Africa or Africa, generally speaking, these guys basically are used to trade currencies. They are used to trade indices like your S&P 500, your Nasdaq, like I was explaining before. And then gold is definitely like a product that people are used to trade. To give you like a, you know, to sum up, it's basically currencies, commodities, soft commodities, and indices. And so these are for retail traders, and retail traders are used to do some day trading activities. Now when it comes down to institutional traders from South Africa, especially institutionals are actually used to trade fixed income and the rent on a daily basis. And when it comes down to like what would be the next product, from what I can hear, I can tell you that you know, ESG is definitely like you know, like the one product that African banks and asset managers are trying to get into, like all of the you know, all of the ESG initiatives, ESG funds, ESG ETF. So ESG, for the ones who don't you know, like don't know it, it basically stands for environmental, social, and corporate governance. And that's basically like the hot topic. Basically, all of the biggest you know, like institutions are getting into the movement, and you're gonna soon see that in Africa, like and especially South African banks will soon release like their own ESG initiative, their own ESG ETF, and it's gonna become like something very, very big. And like a hot product for retail clients, I would say right now it's the cryptos. I mean, we can definitely see like that cryptos are like I would say like a very hype category of product that retail traders are looking to trade. Even though, I mean, between, you know, between you and I, guys, even though like cryptos to me is very dangerous, it's very speculative. Like I was explaining just before, I mean, just last week, you know, like Bitcoin went down by 40% in a few hours. I mean, you know, imagine if you were, you know, if you were buying, you were long Bitcoin and you were in the position and in the split of a second, like Bitcoin went down by 40%, you would have been wiped. So, you know, personally, I don't advise people to trade cryptos. But yeah, unfortunately, at least to me, retail clients retail clients and traders, obviously, from South Africa and Africa, like cryptos.
So that's been it. We're talking to Danny Mawes, who is a regional director at Infinox. They are an online broker that's allowing people to trade different types of products such as foreign currency, CFDs, as well as he was talking about the rise of things like cryptocurrencies, giving us some insight into their rationale for coming to South Africa, driven by the fact that they saw more than a 900% increase in trading activity and trading volumes from the African continent, and they decided that this would be a good area for, you know, possible growth, and you know, just to coming to put down their presence. They have an office in Johannesburg and Cape Town, and he's saying that their team is growing and it's actually being used as a hub for their African operations. He's just also talking about some of the things that are needed when you are trading. They are a broker, so they make their money through brokerage fees, but he's then saying that if you are someone who's getting into it, educate yourself. That is one of the big messages that he has been giving, and also explaining some of the some of his own career trajectory and some of the new trends that are coming about. I like the fact that he brought up the trend of ESG, because I remember maybe about 2 weeks ago we actually had the chief Chief Investment Officer from Satrix, talking to us about ESG funds and things like that. So it sort of ties in very well, you know, to sort of show that this is one of the trends that is looking to be quite big in the coming months, maybe 1.5 to 2 years. So that's been it. Danny, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much, guys.
This is Mudiwa's Take.
Quite interesting to see what online trading activity is doing, because, you know, a 900% increase in trading volumes from the country, and especially it being enough to convince a European-based firm that they need to go and put down some roots in South Africa, you know, should be quite telling about, you know, where things are, and especially retail investors, where consumers, where people sitting at home, what they are thinking about. Because I think one of the big things of the last year is the fact that a lot of people were left exposed when it came to savings, when it came to investments. A lot of people probably felt that they wished that they had savings on hand or some type of investments. So you can sort of see that rise as people are really becoming quite conscious and finding ways to make that extra income, to make, you know, that passive income, make that investment money. So the big thing is what Danny was talking about, education. I think saving, investing, growing your money, your portfolio, your wealth, very important. We need more and more of that. But you do need to go and educate yourself just around what it's going to take. A lot of this stuff is not a get rich quick scheme. It's not easy, and a lot of the time you need to understand a lot of economic fundamentals, because the fact that commodity prices come down, let's say, for example, commodity prices come down in a country like Nigeria, right? And by commodity prices, we're talking specifically about oil, right? That takes down that economy, simply because they are an oil-dependent type of economy. And if the price of oil is down, then it makes sense that the economic prospects are going to be down, and possibly their currency as well is going to come down and then affect, you know, some of their large corporates, and you have all of these knock-on effects. So understanding all of those different dynamics and what actually goes into whatever market you are trading in, you need to understand what the fundamentals are on that end. But at least it is encouraging to see and hear that people are trying to get involved. But the big ask is for people to go and educate themselves. And that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter. We're hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you to our amazing team. Our producer is Paige Muller. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. And this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So for myself and the rest of the team, it is a good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.